Welcome, everyone. My name is John Fedro, and I have Dave and Cindy out of California right now on the phone, two active mobile home investors, and they're about to share a story about what's going on, a recent deal review, and some of the activity that they are seeing. So Dave and Cindy, do I have you on the line?
We're here.
Excellent. Wonderful. Thank you for being here. And please tell us about the, I think a lot of people can glean a lot of information from the deals that you just did.
All right. Well, thanks, John. Mostly, first of all, it was a lot of things that you did that helped us a lot. You know, the mobile home formula was great. I mean, that, if anybody is looking to get into this, that's where to start to get everything done. Well, how we found the place was we were driving through Park in one of the towns that we are close to, and we found several. This one was in a senior park up north of us. We drove through, talked to the park manager, and then we found it with a sign in the window, and then we just started negotiating with the guy that lived there, and he sold it to us for $1,800. Well, we put about six in it total. We negotiated with the lady and charged her only $1,800 to move in, and $300 a month for 4.5 years. And it worked perfectly. In fact, she made her first payment this month.
Great. Now, so you purchased $1,800 cash. It needed considerable amount of work then if you put $6,000 into it?
We put an entirely new kitchen, all new floors. We repainted inside and out. And let's see, what else, Cindy?
We remodeled the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, the bathroom was a remodel.
It wasn't a new tub or a new vanity. We just cleaned it up and you put in a new floor.
That $6,000 included the purchase price also.
Oh, yeah. So we are going to look for mobiles that need less work. It would be much easier if the kitchen just needed maybe, say, a countertop and a sink, and we could keep the cabinet. So we're going to pursue that. It would be less work for us. And I know that they're out there, so that's what we'll be looking for next.
What was the turnaround time on this project? With all that work,
1 month.
Okay. So that is a considerable amount of time. Now, did you have any trouble with the 55 plus park, the senior plus? Because
actually,
obviously, yeah.
Actually, with the advertising we did, we had people standing in line to get it, and we sold it in 2 days. So it was no problem whatsoever to sell it.
And we had three people who had called. I left the ad in because we had done a verbal agreement, and then in 3 days we were going to be signing the papers. So I left the ad in just to be sure in case this lady changed her mind. And during that time, we were averaging 3 to 4 calls a day. We had three people call who wanted to offer us full cash offers, and then we had, just based on the pictures, and then we had three other people who would have liked to have had financing, and we had their names in line waiting in case she backed out. So it was actually, we were worried too because we weren't sure about the senior park, but it worked out very well as far as how many buyers we had. In fact, I still have those names. They're waiting for the next one.
Just a real clean deal. And do you mind if we put some? The pictures are beautiful, and the you can find. It always amazes me when you send the pictures and what you found on Craigslist and what you're able to do with these scrap materials and spare pieces of wood that or branch that you find from a tree. Cindy, you are very creative. And these little signatures that you put is that something that you're going to have consistently throughout all of the homes?
Yes, exactly. She does this for all of our remodels, all of our flips, all of the houses that we've done, and the mobiles. She does all this kind of stuff every time we do it. She's got some sort of all of the painting in the bathrooms and the kitchen is hand painted. It's not stencils or anything. It's actual, you know, hand painting. So, and that's just kind of a signature item and our stuff. So.
And it also brings a great deal of interest when we put those ads on Craigslist. The people who like that and are drawn to it are the people who call, and they absolutely love it, and usually those are the people who buy.
And every park, you know, almost every space has its own little tree. Well, in this area, it's called Fruitless Mulberry. And they, when they sprout in the springtime, they always come up with some really straight branches. And so we tend to take those branches from the actual lot that the mobile is parked on and use that for the window treatment.
Cindy and Dave, thank you so much for being here. I know that this has helped a lot of people and actually given me a couple ideas as well. So I really thank you for being here and coming on the phone and just talking about this deal so much for me and for everyone listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're grateful.
We love the system.